Burt Rutan's new spaceship makes its maiden flight. Bigelow Aerospace wants to hire experienced astronauts. And there's a new prize competition for electric aircraft. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. Virgin Galactic announced yesterday that its commercial manned spacecraft, VSS Enterprise, successfully completed its first captive carry test flight, taking off just after 7 a.m. Pacific from Mojave Air and Spaceport in California and flying as high as 45,000 feet during a test lasting 2 hours and 54 minutes. Offering kudos to Burt Rutan, Virgin Galactic's Sir Richard Branson commented, quote, "Seeing the finished spaceship in December was a major day for us, but watching VSS Enterprise fly for the first time really brings home what beautiful, groundbreaking vehicles Burt and his team have developed for us. It comes as no surprise that the flight went so well. The scaled team is uniquely qualified to bring this important and incredible dream to reality. Today was another major step along that road and a testament to U.S. engineering and innovation," unquote. Flight testing of VSS Enterprise will continue through 2011 before commercial operations begin. Bigelow Aerospace, which is committed to developing a commercial space station using inflatable modules, has the Help Wanted sign out for professional astronauts who may be displaced from government space programs. The company says the full-time positions require at least a 4-year degree and 10 to 15 years of experience. Quote, "Qualified applicants need to have completed a training program from their government or recognized space agency and have at least some flight experience on a recognized space mission. Specialized training and or experience, i.e. medical, payload specialist, EVA, pilot, etc., is not a prerequisite, but is definitely a plus," unquote. The company admits that any former astronauts hired could wind up flying a desk or assisting in obtaining government grants. You can get more details in the text version of this story, dated March 22nd, at aero-news.net. Eric Lindberg's Creative Solutions Alliance announced Saturday what it calls, quote, "an annual suite of prizes that will stimulate meaningful advances in the fledgling electric aircraft industry," unquote. LEAP, an acronym for Lindberg Electric Aircraft Prize, will announce its first winners at AirVenture this year in 4 categories. The best electric aircraft, which can come from the ranks of experimental, light sport, or certificated. Best electric aircraft subsystem. Best electric aircraft component technology. And Public Choice Award, which allows any currently flying aircraft, whether they're practical or not, to win a crowd favorite prize. The event is part of an already announced week-long highlight on electrics at Oshkosh this year. Up next on ANN, British Airways and Unite both offer spin on the strike results. Boeing's Hummingbird UAV impresses the U.S. Marines. And Cessna celebrates FAA recognition of its Citation service centers. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The 3-day strike against British Airways by cabin crew members represented by the Unite Union came to an end yesterday, but another 4-day stoppage is authorized for this coming Saturday through Tuesday. As is often the case, it's hard to know, based on conflicting claims of the union and the company, exactly how things went. The airline boasted of successful contingency plans to keep its schedule largely intact, but Unite yesterday reported that of 77 scheduled flights, 37 were empty as customers were scared away. 37 more were on contingency status, meaning BA didn't know if it would have passengers or the crew to fly them. And only 3 flights, the ones to Hong Kong, Bangkok, and Vancouver, were operating normally. In addition, the union claims management personnel were dressed up as crew members and sent to wander around parking lots to make it appear as if flight crew members were reporting to work. The airline's website, BritishAirways.com, now prominently highlights links to the company's latest news on plans to manage the strike. If you have travel plans for the coming weekend, you'll want to check there first. Boeing reports its A160T Hummingbird has successfully completed a cargo delivery demonstration for the U.S. Marine Corps, proving the unmanned rotorcraft's ability to resupply frontline troops in rough terrain. Boeing says it met or exceeded all of the demonstration requirements, conducted March 9th through the 11th at the U.S. Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah. The test required delivery of at least 2,500 pounds of cargo from one simulated forward operating base to another, 75 nautical miles each way, in 6 hours or less. The simulated mission did that in two equal sling loads of 1,250, with the A-160T operating autonomously on a pre-programmed mission, and Boeing says it completed the tasks in well under 6 hours. The company says the A-160 completed 7 test flights in all during the demonstration, including a 2-minute hover at 12,000 feet with the 1,250-pound sling load, and a nighttime delivery to a simulated forward operating base. The Hummingbird has evolved through phases including Subaru piston power plants on its way to the current Pratt & Whitney PW207D turboshaft-powered version since Boeing acquired the original developer, Frontier Aircraft, back in 2004. Cessna is celebrating receipt by all 8 of its U.S. Citation Service centers of the FAA's Aviation Maintenance Technician Employer Diamond Award of Excellence. The award requires 100% of each facility's certified maintenance technicians to receive an individual AMT certificate of training. Stan Younger, Cessna's VP of Service Facilities, commented, quote, "Our customers must feel confident the work on their airplane is being done by talented, well-trained technicians, and that is what this designation signifies. It also signals the company's commitment to maintain a service network second to none," unquote. The service centers are open 24/7 in key regions of the country. Still ahead, Virgin America Airlines announces an expansion. EASA awards an STC to Airbus for its multi-role tanker transport. And since when is crew spelled C-R-U-E? You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, March 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. While most airlines are hoping the encouraging economic signs of the first quarter are for real, Virgin America has announced expansion plans for 2010. The airline will add daily nonstops from both Los Angeles and San Francisco to Orlando International Airport beginning August 19th, and wants to serve Toronto Pearson International with daily flights from both LAX and SFO as early as June. Virgin America also says it will end service to John Wayne Airport effective May 26th. In its figures for the third quarter of 2009, which is the latest one available, Virgin America reported a year-over-year revenue jump of 38%, record load factors, and improved unit costs. The airline also says it will announce at least 3 more new destinations before the end of this year. Airbus Military says it has obtained a civil supplemental type certificate from the European Aviation Safety Agency for the A330 MRTT, or multi-role tanker transport. The STC covers the military equipment and modifications to the basic A330-200 jetliner. A total of more than 170 tests were performed, 60 of them required for the civil STC, the rest for military validation and certification. 320 contacts were made with various fighter aircraft during the testing, some of them dry, but others passing a total of more than 300,000 pounds of fuel. Another 190 contacts were made with the MRTT as the receiver in a transfer. Military certification is expected this summer. The first 2 aircraft are scheduled for delivery to the Royal Australian Air Force later this year. A total of 28 A330 MRTTs are on order by Australia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and the UK. The FAA says a pilot admitted to Maricopa County Medical Center Hospital after crashing a very easy in the Arizona desert had his certificate pulled twice in the past for maintenance violations. FAA says that 63-year-old Charles Blanchett radioed Glendale Municipal Airport about 9 a.m. Wednesday, reporting power failure and indicating he was going down about 25 miles southwest of Glendale. It took rescue crews about 8 hours to find the plane and free Blanchett from the wreckage. FAA's Ian Greger says Blanchett had his ticket pulled in 2006 after an incident in which a propeller blade separated from its hub on a Grobe G-109, and Blanchett refused to turn over the prop for inspection. He was cited for maintenance violations. Greger adds that in 2003, Blanchett landed in an open field and inverted his Allison KR-2 due to a loose carburetor jet needle that would have been spotted had he not skipped his annual inspection. FAA says that in last Wednesday's crash, Blanchett was flying the Very Easy with a medical that had expired last April. And finally today, Vince Neil of the band Motley Crue says he's about to launch Vince Neil Aviation, a charter service based at Las Vegas McCarran Airport in the Signature Terminal. Neil says he's purchased a Hawker 700, a Lear 35, and a Gulfstream, and decked them all out in rock and roll decor. The New York Daily News reports the jets will be available for trips in about 10 days. Neil tells the Las Vegas Sun, quote, "They are all now finished, all tricked out," unquote. Given the branding, and noting that Motley Crue helicopter pilot David Keith Martz lost his certificate last year after being videotaped participating in a highly distracting activity with a porn star while piloting a helicopter over San Diego, it'll be interesting to see what this new charter operation offers for cabin amenities. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks in depth with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters about last week's announcement that 2010 could shape up to be a record year. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.